Welcome to episode 5 of RVing Dads. This is Todd Muller sitting next to my co-host,
Dustin Dinkins.
Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is all about our favorite campgrounds. So we're going to talk through the favorite campgrounds, everything from RV resorts to boondocking. As always, RVing Dads is sponsored by Full-Time Families. Full-Time Families is a great resource if you are considering hitting the road or traveling with your family. It's fulltimefamilies.com. Check it out.
Well, today the sun is bright overhead. We have the washing machine whirring in the background, the kids playing at the playground, and our wives are prepping for a birthday party this weekend. We have a 10-year-old girl turning 11. So today we're talking about our favorite campgrounds, and these are just our personal favorites as we've traveled around the country a couple years. So let's just go around the U.S., starting with the Northeast. Todd, anything that sticks out in your mind in the Northeast?
Yeah, we stayed a couple places up in Maine. Moody Beach was a great one. It was really close to the ocean, and it's 1,000 Trails. So we enjoy staying there. Part of our package, we can stay there for free. So if you'd like to be close to the ocean, not quite on the ocean, I wish it was, but it's a short bike ride.
Nice. Okay. I don't have many in the Northeast. I'm not a big fan of the Northeast myself, so I'm just going to kind of skip down to Florida.
Sounds good.
There's a ton of parks in Florida. One that sticks out in my mind because it's different, it has very few people, and it's not by any big cities. If you look at a picture of Florida, it's like right in the middle where there's no people. It's called Sable Palms RV Resort. It's like a rural park. But we just really enjoyed it. It had little lakes and ponds, a mini golf course, like a little petting zoo with horses and cows that the kids got to enjoy. So it just sticks in our mind as just a fun little place that most people aren't familiar with. How about you?
Sounds good. Yeah, Florida's a big one. We tend to head to Florida in the wintertime where it's a little bit warmer than the rest of the country. So we bounce around Florida quite a bit. I guess one of my favorites in Florida is Lake Magic. It's an encore park. So again, we use it as part of our 1,000 Trails plan, but Lake Magic has some nice sites. It's a nice place in the winter time. You do get quite a few families in there. It's close to 1,000 Trails Orlando, which is a really popular park, which is can be a little bit even too busy for me. Sometimes I like to be a little more relaxed, and Lake Magic is maybe that park for us.
Cool. Well, let's move west from Florida. And one of my favorite parks, actually one of the first parks that our family ever visited, was in Alabama. It's a state park called Tannehill State Park and Ironworks. It's an old Civil War ironworks park. Lots of cool hiking trails, lots of history, and just a neat city, neat sitting with the river and the buildings. And we really enjoyed it.
That sounds great.
Let's see. And then kind of our second favorite is actually just due west of that in Texas. We love sand dunes. So Monahan Sand Dune State Park is still one of our favorites. The sites are actually carved out of sand dunes. And so you just back into these sand dunes, the back of your RV touches the sand. So in the morning, the kids would just open the door and run out in the sand dunes and play all day. You can do sleds and like boogie boards and slide down. Just a great, great fun family park.
Yep. And actually, just to kind of bounce on what you're saying there, Monahan said it was a wonderful park. We found it by accident. We were actually just passing through there, needed a place to stop for the night.
It's in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Yep, middle of nowhere. We just needed to stop for the night, and I don't even remember how we found it. We found it online. State campground had an open spot, so we grabbed it, we pulled in, and we wound up staying another day, I think, because it was just an awesome place to park, and like you said, the kids had a blast playing in the sand. We went and bought some of those little disc sleds, and we did some sand sled riding, I guess you could call it.
Nice.
If we keep going west, next one I'll talk about here is Rockhound, and actually Rockhound State Park in New Mexico. This was one, didn't really scope it out ahead of time. We needed a place to stop for a few nights, and found it on the New Mexico State Campground website, and pulled in, wound up staying for, I think, 3 weeks.
Wow.
We loved it so much. It's beautiful views. It's kind of up on the side of a mountain, so you can look out over the valley. And it's called Rockhound because there are a lot of people who collect rocks, right? So my kids had a blast. We bought them a little rock hammer, and they went to town breaking open rocks.
My kids loved it. We stopped by there as well, recommended by another family, and absolutely loved it. It helps that my kids are into geology, so they were just digging the rocks, and it's cool that the park lets you find these rocks, the agates, and all these precious gems, and you can just crack them open and dig away. It's so cool.
Yep. Now, I don't know if this is good or bad, but I think the state park does let you take up to 5 pounds of rocks out of the park, which when you're living in an RV, you really don't want 5 more pounds of extra weight, but I think we still have some rocks floating around our RV from Rock Hand.
Yeah, but you know, New Mexico is really cool. They have some great state parks. One of our other favorites is called City of Rocks State Park, also in New Mexico. It's not very far from Rock Hound State Park, actually. And there's these large monolithic rocks just in the side of the hill, and you park in between them. They're great. The kids get to just clamber through these rocks, good hiking trails, just a really cool place that we try to stay every time we pass through New Mexico.
Sounds good.
Now, talking about rocks, I mean, Moab.
Moab.
Right? I mean, that's...
I think Moab's probably both of our favorites. We've done quite a bit of boondocking in Moab. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous area. There's so much to do, so many hikes to do, so many off-roading trails to take.
Yeah, but when I go to Moab, I don't stay in a park. How about you?
Nope, me either.
Got a boondock.
Yep, you got a boondock in Moab. It's very popular for boondocking. We found a couple great spots. The first one, actually, I think Dustin had recommended. We went down there to boondock, and unfortunately it was full. One of the nice things about Moab is just move on down the road, and we found a spot that was not full.
Move down the road, wait a couple days, and you'll get the perfect spot. We could probably spend a whole episode on Moab.
We probably could. That's a good idea. There's a lot to talk about with Moab. And
yeah, so let's skip that. Since we're talking about favorite parks, let's go. There's a good place that I like southwest of Moab. At the border of California and Arizona, you have the river. Was it the Colorado River, I believe?
It is, I believe.
And it's a place called Pirate's Cove RV Resort. And it is a huge, very populated place in the summertime. So I go at the opposite time of year, which is in the wintertime when there is no one else there, and it's still a beautiful park. The weather is decent, and if you go with friends, it's a lovely time and in a lovely location at a great monthly rate, actually.
We'll have to check that out. It's always tough to find a reasonably priced park out in that area.
In California, yeah. It's impossible. any other good places you like on the West Coast?
For sure. There's a couple out there going up the coast into Oregon. There's a little town called Florence, Oregon. There is a Harbor Vista County Park. It's a county RV park. Very reasonably priced, and it is right on the Pacific Ocean. From our RV, you can hear from the spots we've been in, you can hear and sometimes you can see the Pacific, and it's really a short hike down the cliff, I would say, to get right to the Pacific. So it's gorgeous, reasonably priced, and it's a beautiful park. There's a lot of trees, and you're kind of private when you're in there. You don't have to see a lot of neighbors if you don't want to. A little farther up the coast, there's some really good spots in Washington. One of our favorites is Big Chief. It's an encore park. It's a little bit east of Seattle. Close enough, though, really easy to get into Seattle. So if you're looking to tour the Seattle metro area, Big Chief is a nice spot. A lot of families tend to go into that park because of the price point. And like I said, it's close to the city, so you can get your Seattle on and then go back to the park at night.
Best of both worlds, right?
There you go.
Well, so if we head east of Washington State, eventually you'll get to the Dakotas. Mm-hmm. And most people tend to avoid the Dakotas, but one of our favorite parks is actually there. It's called Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And because of our size, we're over 40 feet, we usually can't stay in national parks. But in Teddy Roosevelt, they have some good sites that you can actually get into if you're careful. And the cool part about that is the buffaloes, right? They walk right through your site day and night. Which is scary at first, but super awe-inspiring to just look out your window and see a buffalo grazing right outside your kitchen table. You know, the kids' favorite part was waking up in the morning and seeing buffalo patties, the remnants, right. Excrement outside the kitchen table, which, you know, they thought was awesome, but we didn't think so.
Did you burn those in your fire pit?
I wanted to, believe it or not. The dry ones, thankfully, right. But my wife wouldn't let me, so... Pick your battles.
There you go. Exactly. Actually, kind of in that area, a little bit farther back to the west, Yellowstone's a great, great park. We love Yellowstone. And in West Yellowstone, there are some commercial parks that are can be somewhat expensive. We actually lucked out last year, I believe it was, and found Baker's Hole, which is a little scary because it's first come, first serve. And obviously, our rig's a little bit larger, so you know, coming in there without a reservation can be a bit nerve-wracking. But we got in there. We've got a great spot right on the river, so we could walk out our back door. We were right on the, I can't remember the name of the river at the moment, but there was some great fishing in there, and we were probably 5 minutes from the West Yellowstone entrance, which was awesome as well.
Gorgeous and scenic, right?
Yes, definitely.
Another state park that we've enjoyed, which would be a little bit east of that in Arkansas, is Crater of Diamonds State Park, which is a beautiful campground, a beautiful state park. I think it must be new because it's just gorgeous. But not only is it a great state park, but attached to it is the diamond field, where you can go out there in the middle of the day with your family, rent a shovel and a bucket, and you can mine for diamonds. Just walk out in the field, dig through the dirt. They have panning, pans that right. You can dip in the water, and if you find a diamond, you get to keep it.
Now, have you guys found any diamonds?
Well, Todd, my family had talked about it for months and months and months, so we drove across the country, and we parked there, and the next day we spent, I don't know, $20-$40 renting all the equipment, and we went out there, and we probably spent 30 minutes, and then my kids got tired, and then we left. So
that was the end of that.
Yeah, maybe if you went, you'd have better luck, but my kids tend to run out of steam after, 30 minutes in the field. Digging through mud. You know, if we wouldn't have went there, they'd probably play in the mud for hours at a time, but
right.
You know how it works.
I do.
The life of a dad.
Yes, it is. then I guess this is the last one for me here is Eugene T. Mahoney State Campground.
Never heard of it. Tell me more.
It is a strange one. It's in Ashland, Nebraska. Kind of in the middle of Nebraska. Not a huge hotbed for RVers, I would say, but we were up there, and I had to travel for work, so I needed to get to an airport, and this happened to be in that general area where I needed to be. But it turned out to be just a beautiful state park. Same thing where I wonder if it's new. They actually have a water park right in the state campground, huge game room, and just it was a blast for the kids. They could go to the water park multiple times, obviously, I think we stayed there 2 to 3 weeks, and the kids really got a kick out of the water park and the game room, and we had a blast. My only complaint was they have those bathhouse showers with the button. You can't adjust the temperature.
Yeah.
You hit the button and you get 30 seconds of really, really hot water. But I think that about wraps it up for what I wanted to mention. Any other parks you can think of?
One other park that I'll mention, Todd. It's a private park in Florida called Gulf Shores. Gulf Shores Park. It's cool because it's right on the ocean, right on the Gulf of Mexico. You can back your rig right onto the beach. And no better feeling than to wake up in the morning, look out the window, and be staring at the ocean.
That is a great feeling.
It's a little pricey, but well worth the experience, even if just for a night. Well, thanks for joining us today. Remember, we're sponsored by FullTimeFamilies.com. And we'd love your feedback. Feel free to contact us at Dustin@RVingDads.com.
Or Todd@RVingDads.com. We hope this podcast brought you some value, if only for entertainment.